This is Radio Nepal. I'm T. Kaprasad Khadga with news. The headlines first. Ballot paper printing for March 5th House of Representatives elections to be completed by Sunday. Prime Minister Kharge appeals all to actively participate in elections to give political outlet to nation. Government's revenue and expenditure appear weak in first 7 months of current fiscal year. And Bangladesh Nationalist Party wins landslide majority in first election since student-led protest. Now the news in detail. All ballot paper printing for the House of Representatives elections scheduled for March 5th will be completed by Sunday. Edunath Podol, Managing Director of Janak Education Materials Centre Limited, said that out of a total requirement of 20.3 million ballot papers, 17.3 million have already been printed and the remaining printing will be finished by Sunday. He added that the transportation of printed ballot papers to the districts has also begun through the Nepali Army. The centre has already printed 1 million sample ballot papers, which the Election Commission has distributed to various locations. It has also printed 20.83 million ballot papers for the proportional representation system, with distribution of districts already underway. According to the centre, ballot transportation has been completed in all constituencies of 10 districts in Karnali province. Ballot printing has been completed for 124 constituencies across 58 districts and distribution is ongoing. Prime Minister Sushila Kharge has urged one and all to actively participate in the upcoming elections to ensure the country's progress. Prime Minister Kharge made this appeal while interacting with locals in Pathibara of Tablejung during her visit to the Eastern Hilly districts today. The Prime Minister emphasized that everyone's contribution is necessary to ensure a peaceful election. The Prime Minister held a meeting with the Chief Election Officer in Tablejung, local security chiefs and others concerning the electoral preparations. Members of the National Assembly have urged the government to ensure that voting in the upcoming March 5th House of Representatives elections is conducted in a free and impartial environment. Speaking during 0 hour of today's Upper House session, the lawmakers drew the government's attention to the need to guarantee the atmosphere where voting can be carried out fairly. Similarly, during the special hour of the National Assembly session, lawmakers raised issues ranging from food security and cultural heritage conservation. Meanwhile, an annual report of the Muslim Commission for the fiscal year 2023-24 has been presented in the National Assembly, the upper house of the Federal Parliament, today. Meanwhile, the 19th session of the National Assembly has been prorogued. President Ramchandra Podol, on the recommendation of the Cabinet, prorogued the ongoing session of the National Assembly effective from 12 to 9. Home Minister Om Prakash Royal has made it clear that the government is continuing its efforts to further systematize the immigration administration, responding to queries raised during discussions on a proposal to deliberate on the study report on delegated management at the meeting of the National Assembly today. Home Minister Royal said that the immigration officials have recently been trained and oriented to make services more friendly for service seekers. Both the government revenue and expenditure have appeared weak in the first 7 months of the current fiscal year 2025-26, according to the Financial Controller General Office. During this period, the government's revenue has reached 44% and expenditure 40% of the annual target. The government has spent 40.8% of the annual allocation by the 12th of February towards the tax revenue headings, 45.21% of the annual target and 42.55% of the annual target for non-tax revenue has been collected. The World Radio Day has been observed today with diverse programs. Proclaimed in 2011 by UNESCO, member states and adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012, World Radio Day is celebrated every February 13th. The World Radio Day was first celebrated in 2012 under the leadership of UNESCO. It was initiated in the commemoration of the day in 1946 when the United Nations Radio was established. On the occasion of the Radio World Radio Day, Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Radio Nepal, also organized a program at its central office in Singhadarbar. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Bidesh gaye pari chinta kina garne
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming line
jaha bhaye pani paunu hos hami sangai
call garnus data chalaunus sansar bhari sajilai
Nepal Telecom ko international roaming seva sucharu garna *1415*7# dial gari wa Nepal Telecom ko app bata pani garna saknu huncha
Nepal Telecom rashtrako sanchar.
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Finance Rameshwar Prasad Khanal has said that making public the information on ministers' assets is a good practice. Minister Khanal made the remark during an interaction themed Use of Right to Information, RTI in Media, jointly organized by the Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, and the National Information Commission in Kathmandu today. Also speaking in the interaction, chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, Dr. Mahendra Vista, said that actively seeking information and proactively making such information public by the authorities would help promote transparency and reduce misinformation. Similarly, Chief Information Commissioner Dr. Suresh Acharya informed that the Commission often receives applications for review on the cases where requested information is denied by authorities. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The Bangladesh National Party, BNP, has won a majority of more than two-thirds of seats in Parliament in a landmark election, according to the BBC. This marks a dramatic turnaround for its leader, Tariq Rahman, who is on track to become the next Prime Minister. 60-year-old Rahman had just returned to Bangladesh after 17 years of self-exile in London. Rahman is the son of three-time Prime Minister Khaleda Zia and former President Zia-ur Rahman. These are the first polls since a student-led protest in 2024 ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Hasina's Awami League was banned from contesting the election, in which Jamaat, the Islamist party, came second. Japanese authorities say that they have seized a Chinese fishing vessel that tried to flee when ordered to stop for an inspection, in a move that may further fuel tensions with Beijing, the BBC says. The boat in Japan's exclusive economic zone of Nagasaki Prefecture in the southwest where when it was intercepted. The seizure is the first time since 2022 that the agency has seized a Chinese fishing boat. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast haze in a few places of the Terai region. Generally cloudy conditions will prevail over the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi and Gandaki provinces, while the rest of the areas will be partly cloudy. There is also a chance of light rain and snowfall at one or two places in the high hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Gandaki and Karnali provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Ballot paper printing for March 5th House of Representatives elections to be completed by Sunday. Prime Minister Kharge appeals all to actively participate in elections to give political outlet to nation. Governs revenue and expenditure appear weak in first 7 months of current fiscal year, and Bangladesh National Party wins landslide majority in first election since student-led protest. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.